This is how a wee bear does it. You listen to Dabber Eyes. We help a wee bear.
Why waffle?
Hacker, hacker!
Thank you so much, everybody. Red Bar is back! Thank you so much for your patience. Red Bar is back. This song is called Bob. He spent 15 years getting loaded. 15 years till his liver exploded. Now what's Bob gonna do now that he can't drink? The doctor said, what you been thinking about? Bob said, that's a point. I won't think about nothing. Now we gotta do something else. Past time, so he say this, that he's got a new identity. 62 all-inch kitchen boots, a girl who rides a scooter to take him out of town. They would get away, riding around. As the trucks drive by, you can hear the motherfuckers go. A couple of line and empty thermos and Joe. We be kicking in heads at the punk rock show. Yeah, Bob's the kind of guy who knows just what. Bob's the kind of guy who knows just what to do when the doctor tells him. Two. Quit your drinking, that's a time. Will he ever walk the line? To all my friends, I feel just great. Will he ever walk the line? Kicking as a person at Wretched Vendors. Once a day saves his head. Will he ever walk the line? I'm dying, will he ever walk the line? Will he ever walk the line? Will he ever walk the line?
Watching.
Thank you. Good night.
Bachelor number one. When I think of the word vanity, I think of a man who likes to duck down in front of every window and mirror to see his reflection. What is the vainest dating habit that you have that you need to warn me about before we go out?
Well, sometimes before I go out on a date, what I do is, I look in the mirror and make sure that my nose hairs aren't too long, and I'll just kind of clip them off.
That's a good idea. I like that. Bachelor number two.
I'm fat. I'm half bald. I'm a loser.
This is your vainest dating habit?
Yes. I'm ugly. I'm fat. And I'm bald. Go.
Okay. Number three. What's the vainest dating habit that you have that you need to warn me about before we go out?
I have a Shuli-like nose and a sloping forehead, and I'm very gray. But I'm still not as old as you, Chad.
Oh, no, 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 no. I just wanted to bury whatever hatch we have. Doodle, thanks for 2 bucks. Ignore the piazza potato. Don't play into his head. I'm done with the potato. Do you like the potato, Kate?
No, I hate the potato, and I hate Tukey even more.
Yeah, so do I. I do
They're
too.
They're horrible, horrible individuals.
So are you in Manhattan or are you?
Get your dumb ass up, cause it's time for Tukey Soup. The taste is gonna move ya with OJ and Ralph. The taste will make you lose it when you pop it in your mouth. Tukey Soup is gonna move ya.
Yay!
Whoa! Hello, everybody. There's the button. Hello, everyone. Is your good pal Tukey? Has anyone else been disappointed by promised tapes today? I hope you have. Holy shit! I was, what a waste of time.
I was disappointed, all, sir.
What, did Rob Saul record that on his talk boy? Can't hear shit. And then who is that guy? Is he pretending to be a law enforcement or investigator? I don't understand what's happening on these tapes. Ralph, even, explain it.
Even if there was something interesting, sir, who cares? It's Kate Meany.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And so far, I mean, it was Kate calling John a piece of shit. What else? Oh, she knew she's being recorded the whole time.
Yeah, she knew she was being recorded. She said she tried to ditch John at the strip club, but he followed her.
Yes. Oh, that was huge. I did hear that. John's like, well, we took the same cab. How can you have tried to ditch me? How could I have followed you if we took the same cab?
That was like the biggest news that I got out of.
No, I agree. My eyes, where my ears perked up when I heard that one. Because, yeah, she said that we tried to ditch John, and then he followed me back to my place. So what she's saying is, at some point, they were trying to get rid of John. They probably tried to leave the strip club without him knowing or something. And then John was like, oh, wait, hold on. You guys forgot about me. And he jumped in the cab with them, invited himself over to Kate Meany's house.
Have you ever been abandoned in a strip club, sir?
Yes, my mother left me at a strip club once.
While she was dancing.
Yes, they called her up, Crayola to the stage, Crayola. Oh, mommy, I need something. But yes, big for the new Kate Meany tapes promised by Rob Saul. The other big news we got from this big return of the Drunken Dabbler is that he says he will be in AC. Yay!
Oh, yeah. $3,000, allegedly, he was paid.
He claims someone who is not Vince gave him a flight, a hotel room, and is giving him $3,000.
And it's going to be fireworks.
And it's going to be fireworks.
Do we believe Rocco, any of that, sir?
I'm coming to you. No, I don't believe it. I'll believe it when I see it. When I go up, you know, when I see him in the distance and he comes over, he's like, is there anything you want to say to me? And I'll say, how's your son's pussy? Hacka, hacka. What does he think I'm going to do? Oh, God, John, I'm so scared. I'm so sorry.
That's what Chad did. This.
Yes, that is what Chad did. Chad did immediately bend to the knee of the Dabbler.
Line one, sir.
It was ridiculous. All right, line one. We have phone calls, 866-543-6854 or Tukey6854. What did you think of the Kate Meany tapes? Let's ask one of Kate Meany's best friends, Michael Gavin Ali. Yay!
Come on.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I had you on mute, which is how most people, yes, most people would like you on that. But go ahead, Michael. What did you think of the tapes?
I did not hear the tapes.
Oh.
And lousy of me to not listen to them.
Yes.
But I have to say that I bought a lot of your t-shirts and I was wearing them at the porno convention.
Oh, that's fantastic. Why do you sound like my grandmother who died of emphysema?
Because I have an upper respiratory infection.
Oh, God, you're dying. Or you're growing tits. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
But she's never sound sexier, sir.
Yes, you sound very sexy, Michael. Thank you for wearing Tukey's shirt.
Did you catch something at the porn convention?
Yes. AIDS.
You did.
AIDS.
You got throat AIDS?
No, I did not get throat AIDS.
Oh, that is good because there is no cure for throat AIDS.
Of course, to a porn convention gets a flu.
Yeah.
Michael Gavin Ali.
What were you asking about, shirt?
Yes, Michael, what about the shirt? Did you get it? Is there any video of you? Did you interview any of these ladies?
No, there are photos.
Oh, that's fantastic.
On Twitter.
Okay, so photos of you in your Tukey shirt at the pervert convention. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Did you get thrown out of this one for being too creepy?
No, I did not.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, thank you, Michael. Yeah. Everyone go follow Michael Gavin Ali. Michael, are you coming to AC?
No.
Oh, you big puss.
All right.
I know. I'm sorry, Tookie.
All right.
I love you more than a friend.
I love you more than a friend. Oh, I don't like a dying Michael Cavanaugh.
Yeah, I think he's got AIDS.
Yeah, I think this is one of the last times we'll ever hear from him. I don't know if you noticed, but during the tapes, I guess we could go to them live. They keep playing that stupid song, but I'll just mute, I guess, if they do. But there really is nothing here. But John keeps teasing.
Does he have an anti-sniping song?
Yes, he's playing John's theme thing.
Okay. Being recorded.
Would that work on Rob's channel, though?
Who knows?
Yeah. Well, if John signs over the copyright to him on a napkin, I guess it would, sir.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, go ahead.
No, but isn't it funny that...
No, none of this is funny!
He's having this conversation.
Oh, he's definitely
a total fucking stranger.
Much drunker in the last hour and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Called up from an unknown number.
He's gotten obliterated.
Spilling her guts on anal sex with gore? I mean, what the fuck is wrong with this woman?
Again, she knows she's being recorded. She knows she's being trolled. This guy was like, I don't know nothing about no dabble verse. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Then he starts talking about BYB and Little Lemmy. And it's like, who the fuck would know about BYB and Little Lemmy if they didn't know anything about all this shit? It's just ridiculous. It's very stupid.
Sir.
But, yes.
I do have an announcement to make, and this might be an appropriate time.
That's fantastic.
Since we are watching this live, sir.
Yay!
As soon as this is over, I've been given Rob Saul's cell phone number, and I was asked to call as soon as the show was done.
Why? By who?
By Rob Saul, sir.
But why? You're a troll. You're a hater. You're a potato.
Yeah, it's something he wants to tell us after this show, sir.
Oh, this isn't the real Rob Saul, is it?
No, it is, sir.
Continue to disappoint.
I know.
You know everyone hates you, right?
No, it's the potato, sir.
That they Captain love Alex Rob. Thing.
Yeah, why do I believe it?